That's right, folks. We're bringing it back.
Tuning in to another episode of the Two Drunk Dads podcast, where two dads get drunk and talk about whatever we want. Stay tuned, only God knows what's coming next.
There you go, listener. You know who you are. The one that requested us to do this again. You liked it?
It sounded very sexual.
You know what? It could have been. I'm not, you know, as I was saying it, I'm like, Am I mind fucking him right now?
You dimmed the light and everything. It was fucking weird in here.
I don't touch that damn light. I hate your damn light.
You put it up there.
You fuck with it halfway through a show and I fucks with me.
I don't ever fuck with it.
You did that one time.
It's electrical. I don't fuck with it. That's why I had you do it.
Yeah, I know.
It shocked you like five times.
Yeah.
I remember that day. I was in the basement. Like, is it that one? No, fuck. That was a good day for me.
If only they made a tool for this.
Dude, what's funny was I wasn't even hitting any switches downstairs. I was like, is it that one? Oh, shit, no. Is it that one? Oh, shit. Okay, now I'll try.
Yeah. It's probably this one right here that says room light. It's probably. Let me just fuck with this guy a little bit.
It literally says the light you're working on. Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Yep, no. But that was a good intro. I like it. I bring it back and stuff.
We're going to bring it back.
It's definitely 7 minutes long or something like that. But
yeah, it's a minute. It's a
minute. Like minute 30.
Minute three.
Is it?
Like minute three, minute 18. I don't know. Hold on real quick. Minute 23.
People just like turned us off real quick. They're like, nope, not listening to it again. Drove off into a brick.
I know there's one listener out there that says he just skips through the whole thing. So I'm thinking about like maybe randomly through the episode, we'll just start playing it.
No.
Yeah, because he doesn't like the music.
I mean, he's kind of smart for doing that.
He is.
I skip through it.
Hell yeah. You don't listen to our show.
I do.
Sometimes.
Never really. But like to know it's a minute and three, at least he can go, okay, sweet. Done.
That's basically what he does. He's like, I just do the 15-second thing.
Yeah, well,
a bunch of times. He's probably got whatever the math works out to be. He's probably got that figured out. What is that, like eight?
So, yeah, I don't do math.
Or six. Yeah, six.
Is it?
Six, yeah.
Six times 15?
Yeah. It's 130. 70. It's 130.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did I just do the math right? No, I didn't.
Not at all, dude. That's why I'm looking at you like, you want to correct that or?
670, that's a minute and 10, right?
Six times 15, that's 70. No.
I think it could have been.
No. Oh, no.
Definitely. So 15, that's 30.
Uh-huh. And it times 70? That by two, it's 60.
Yeah.
And then you need two more.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a long intro. We should probably get rid of it.
We'll do the fast forward of it. The whole intro and it was just fast. Holy Jesus.
You just hear the chipmunks. Oh, I love it. Welcome to another episode. Welcome back.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that intro?
Can't say we don't have an intro. It's definitely there. Man, oh man. But yeah, that one listener that requested that was good. I think our other listener...
That wasn't just the one requester that Oh, to bring it back?
Yeah.
No, it's not just him, but
it was definitely just him.
We're bringing it back for him because he's an all right guy.
He's all right?
He's an all right guy.
He has no left?
I don't know. I've never really
no left. That's my right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, lay off the peyote, man.
The peyote.
I know we were coming up for names before this episode, but chill out with the names, dude.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, everybody's got a name. Yeah, everybody's got a name. We got a new guy. We call him Weezer.
Weasel.
What?
Weasel.
I was going to say Weezer. Isn't that like a band?
Yeah. It actually, it is. It is. It is. Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Is it
Weezer? You know what's an Weezer? Awkward feeling? It's like somebody everybody knows balls. That like I know, I like a lot of music, right? So like when NWA comes on, I like their music. But we're the only one in that whole section of the building, and they start dropping down certain words and stuff like that. You're like, you get that uncomfortableness, like, I need one word.
What is NWA?
It's them guys with attitude.
Can you elaborate?
No. I don't know what you're trying to do there, but I know my right and left. And I also know what's right and what's wrong.
So you know. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let me look this up.
Are you Googling them now?
I don't know who they are. NWA?
Yeah.
Let me see. That is, I don't see the real name. Let me find the real. Oh, it's. Can you imagine? I would not do that. But they do have attitude, according to their thing. What songs do they sing that I would know?
None. You're a bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know, man. I think this was early 90s. Was it early 90s they came out? I think this was before you even listened to music.
This is like, this is Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and all that together.
Dude.
Like
they're straight out of Compton, dude.
I didn't know they were a band together.
That's how he got famous. Like
which one?
Ice Cube.
Okay. Dr. Dre has been famous.
Yes. Well, this all came from good stuff. This all started, you know, what it was the Fuck the Police song that really put him on the fucking map.
Oh, I know these songs. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know this band was a thing, dude.
What?
I just heard the songs. I don't look up the band members.
I'm the same way too.
Like I just listen to it. It's like,
you know, when Richard was at work too, he'd be like, oh, who sings this? I'm like, fucking, I don't know, dude. I literally listen to everything. If I could like memorize everybody on every song, everywhere, every time I hear that, I would be some sort of a genius. And I would use that goodness to something else that like lotto numbers or casino games or something like that. I wouldn't be remembering music.
You don't get paid to remember these bands and stuff. That's the thing.
Like, well, you could if you're like one of those people that are into the biz.
If that was your job, then yes, you could be like, oh, that sounds like Luke Holmes or whatever. Like people ask me about country songs. Like who sings that song? It's like, they're all somewhere.
You know what fucking threw my head through a loop?
Like a whole loop.
You know that song that we like, right? Mr. Red, White, and Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you, like, I'm listening to it or whatever, and I'm like, all right. You know, one day I was just like, I want to know who sings this. Like, because I got this, I'm welding and shit. So, like, I'm like.
It's a black guy.
No, I know. But, like, that throws me through the loop. Yeah. It's like when you're listening to something, you're like, yeah. You know, you got this image of the person. You go over and you're like, oh. That's different.
That is not that's how it's kind of
like if you're at like a whorehouse or something, right?
Okay.
Right? And then the fire alarm goes off and all the white lights start blinking and everything else. And you can actually see what you're doing with the thing. And you're like, oh
shit.
Okay.
It's like a horror story. Cause it's like just quick flashes. Ah!
And then you start having a seizure. And she likes it.
I think I'm done.
She starts liking it more. She's like, yeah, you did it, shit, you weirdo. Calling you out and shit. You sick fuck.
You just started bringing a lighter to all these clubs. Trying to set off the alarms.
Yeah. You want to know how you can get your $40 to go longer? Like this some bitch up and wee.
You're fist pumping all the guys next to you. Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Except for that one guy that's already eating a cheeseburger out in the fucking street going, I didn't need it. I didn't need it. 40 bucks right. Three times was good enough for me, man.
But yeah, no, there's, it's also like that song Wagon Wheel when that first came out. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. And that's a good song.
He's another one that I was not expecting.
Yep.
But they're good singers. They're great.
You know what? Another one was, man. What was it? Was it,
I don't know that one.
No. If I was, I want to die in Raleigh.
Oh.
You know what I'm trying to remember?
Fucked Up in Boston or whatever that song
No. No, no, it's a country song. Mama something.
Mama and Raleigh. I don't know.
No, he was like, I'm on my way to Raleigh or I'm going to die in Raleigh. I don't want to die in Raleigh. It's a country song. It's like a dude and a chick or whatever, but that threw me through a loop too.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably
drive,
not
drive to Raleigh. No, that's
no, you're probably Googling it. That's the only thing I can think of right now of the name of the song that's coming to my head. I got the song in my head. I just can't put the words out.
I know my rights and lefts. So no, you don't. Listen, one song that really pisses me off, and I skip it every fucking time.
Mine would be Simple Man.
No.
Very overplayed. I'm annoyed with it. Every band is everywhere that's always tried to do to Simple Man, and I don't listen to it.
You know the song that I always skip. I feel like you should know it by now.
I probably don't.
Guaranteed you do.
No.
You're going to go, oh, yeah, I knew that. Watch. No. Listen to this, right?
Yeah.
Stay in the Truck. The girl that got beat up, the guy found her on the road. He went and he shot her boyfriend or whatever, murdered him.
Good for him.
Murdered him, and then he's like, I was sitting on the steps smoking cigarettes. And then he went and did, like, life in jail.
Uh-huh.
And she would visit him in jail.
Uh-huh.
That's a country song.
Is there a music video with this?
There's a whole thing.
What color is her hair?
Rainbow. I don't know. I didn't actually watch the video, but...
No, she's a weird one, right? Because... She's a redhead, right?
Is she?
And I'm like, all right. But then I'm like, her face and the way she sings and the way her mouth moves and stuff like that. It's at least in the video. In the video, the music video, I don't know if it's actually her singing, but the girl they have playing her. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, but the way she sings, like, I don't know if, like, because I pick up on the lag of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if like the video, there's a little bit of a fucking hesitant lag with her. But every time she sings, it's like her face and her body don't go with her words.
Yeah, no, there's a lag in her face because it's ugly.
Yeah.
Why is it?
But you got to give her at least 4 points for the red hair. Because this goes back to our conversation earlier, man, when I was like, dude, I haven't had a good hate fuck in a while.
Yeah,
well, like a rage fuck.
If you want your soul sucked out,
yeah,
go dude, with a redhead.
Every now and then, everybody needs to cleanse, man. That's the time to do it. Literally,
they'll just kill you.
No, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? At least you went out.
I'm done.
Shit. Yeah. And then everybody like, how'd Dave die? He got stabbed by that girl when he was rage fucking her. Oh, okay.
Okay. Nobody's sad about it. They're like, oh, that's decent.
Yeah, good for him.
Good dude.
My man.
Anywho, this was fun.
Did you catch the soaps yesterday? Bitch, what?
Yep, no. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a good time, either way.
Yeah. I don't
know about redheads. I hung out with a couple of redheads that were pretty
Have you ever fucked one?
No. No, I don't think you can.
See, here's the thing. Here's the problem with the redhead thing, right? It's a little bit of a title for them. Because I've had both good redheads. Redheads act like a redhead should act.
You fucked one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then I've had others that act like brunettes.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they were and they dyed their hair.
So, you know, you're like, you're all giddy. Like, yeah, I'm going to try this one. Last one with you. Yeah. And then, you know, it's kind of the same thing with my wife, dude. Halfway through it, I'm fucking bored with this. And I'm like, oh, you're drying up. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm walking away.
No, I don't feel like I am. Yeah, well, I'm in you. So you're dry.
Feel for yourself. I mean, I'll be over here asleep.
No, the last time I did that to her, she's like, this is what I'm saying. We need lube. I'm like, no, we need lube so I can put it in your butt.
The whole thing. I don't get why guys want to do the whole butt thing. Like,
it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird thing. Yeah.
I don't even try to go near that hole.
I was talking to a guy about it one time and he's like, oh, it's so juicy. I'm like, that's shit. What the fuck? No. It's like they're coming. Like, it's not connected. You know, unless you're scooping it out of her and putting it into her.
Yeah.
That's shit.
That is literally the burrito she had last week for lunch. Yeah. That is what you're pushing back there. Yeah.
Or it's her colon sweat.
It's so nasty. I would never go near that.
See, here's the problem. Everything at least for me, my wife farts and you can eat it for a while. So that kind of turns me away from that.
See, this is where you words. Okay. Aha. She farts and you can eat it for a while. Like, are you eating the asshole? Like, what are you?
No. Just like you're sitting in the room that she farted in 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And you're still eating it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was like a fetish with you, you know?
Oh, let me eat it. That would be like, what would you do? I wouldn't. First time you go to a dude's house, you're like, what's up, bro? You're like, what's up, man? I've been working with you for years. Thanks for coming over, man. We got whatever the fuck dip this is over here, sausage dip. We got some of this over there and everything else. And his wife just fucking farts. I gotta go. I gotta eat that. And he just fucking drops her pants right there and he's fucking face deep in crack.
Yeah.
It's not even in a scar face kind of way. Just fucking.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, yeah. I mean, some people out there.
Meanwhile, she's grabbing his pills, right? Because now they know, like, they've been to a doctor a couple times. You know what I mean? So they've got a prescription. Just like, you know, the fucking people with the bipolar people. The bipolar people, right? They got pills when they start going off track. You know? He's face deep in the sheep area. And fucking, she's fumbling for that, whatever. She's like, can you grab me those? And you grab her an egg. What do you want? Plug it. Aye, aye. I don't know what to tell you. Stop farting, you nasty bitch. So,
anybody listening that has.
And he's your boss and shit. Next day, he's like, dude. Oh, dude, speaking of bosses, I had some fucked up shit in our blue collar lunch today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had that.
Yeah, and I said it, and a couple of people laughed a little, but not too much. And I was like, man, I did it again. I do it here all the time. Like, I have like,
what? The awkward, I sit
there.
Like,
no, dude, I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, I got to get like a friend of mine to fuck my boss. You know what I mean? Just so I can get a little bit of dirt on the guy. Because I'm thinking. I got friends, dude. You're going, I got friends.
Yeah, but they're all fucking males.
Even better. Hey, Steve, nobody wants that shit out there.
Steve, you got to do one for me, dude. My boss here needs it in the ass. Maybe a little dirt on this guy if you could blow him a little bit.
I don't even care if it's in the bathroom and you run over there.
Just like to all your biker buddies one at a time. Like, hey. So, make a wish foundation.
Yeah. Well, the conversation I had at work didn't go this way.
Oh man.
I got a reaction of like, oh. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, that was fucked up then. Cause that's like we talk about a lot of fucked up shit at work, right? It's blue collar, whatever, we do it. Yep. And you know, as long as like so like today, hip check wasn't there today, so we're like, all right, you know. Free wrong. We can have a full on blue collar fucking lunch, which is weird because we got the weasel and the other guy that fucking after work, everybody's gone. I'm staying late today doing my thing. And they come over and they're bullshitting me like we're best friends. I'm like, you guys are, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but I'll bullshit with you because I'm on the clock. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're paying me to deal with you guys. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Until you walk away. I was hearing bullshit all goddamn night.
Yep.
Because my beer's only getting colder. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, so I don't know, man. It was a good lunch. It was a good lunch today. It was a lot of reminiscing of old times or whatever. And maybe that's why I want to hate fuck my wife.
You've been there for 2 years.
No, I'm just...
It feels like yesterday. Well, because it was, Dave. It was yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't, though. You know what I mean?
No.
Bar mitzvahs.
Something like that. Tattooed camels.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was fun. I didn't get the reaction I was kind of looking forward. But maybe I did get it, because I kind of said it in like to see, put a filler out there, whatever, see if I get some kind of approval or something.
I've seen your boss. He can get it.
Are you saying you're willing? You're willing?
Yeah, dude.
You're going to fuck my boss for me, dude?
Fuck that. What?
Well, you're like, so I've seen your boss. He can get it. I got you, dude. I'm like, oh, man. Whoa.
Hey, whoa. 20 whoa. Bucks is 20 whoa. Bucks.
You better fuck me before you fuck him. That's all I'm saying. Because if he takes that from me, too, it's not blackmail anymore. It's a reason for murder.
Can you imagine you're just there, too? Like, what's up?
In the closet and shit.
It's just you pop out like, oh, no. What are you guys doing?
Oh, looking for a 1032 tap. Oh, whoa.
Your butt ass naked.
Whoa. And you don't even say anything about what's going on between you and my boss. You're like, why are the lights on? Just turn the lights off. You still got socks, dude? Why are you wearing socks?
Completely butt ass naked. I'm looking for a tap, and you have a fucking balloon strapped to your dick. Whoa! Whose birthday party is this? Who's Dirty 30 again?
Oh, God. I'm so glad he didn't say some other random ass number.
I'm not Dan Snyder.
I would have had to like look at the time and be like, we'll have to remember that.
Oh, man. Whew, that hurt.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking, I don't know. I just pictured balloons on a dick.
No, dude, I'm sitting here. I'm like, I'm not really laughing anymore because I'm like, I realize, I'm like, yeah, man, there's me. This is my Friday night, man. I'm sitting here thinking about a bunch of dudes naked fucking in a room. That's what we do. That's all you do. You just think about a bunch of dudes naked, fucking in a room.
How weird would it be, dude? Come on, like, it's not gonna happen. Obviously,
There's movies out there, you know.
I've never seen them. Oh man,
my mom had a Playman magazine or whatever the fuck you call it, Playgirl or whatever Playboy. The fuck. No, Playgirl,
Playboy.
It was dudes.
What?
Yeah, it was dudes.
I didn't know that was a thing. So what? Where do you buy?
I don't know. I found the magazine in the bin of my dad used to have his porn in like those fucking bins that you have your kids' toys in.
It was that big, huh?
Yeah. Shit. Dude, VHS everything. Tapes, dude. They take up a lot of space.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said
magazines.
Huh?
You said magazines.
I know, but I found the magazines in there and shit that. So this is their sex shit. And I'm like, and I grabbed one, whatever. I'm like, yeah, let's see what they're, you know, what the hell's going on? Because I'm a weird fucking dude. Curiosity took over. Yeah. I put it in. It was a cartoon thing. I remember it to this day because it fucked me up. It was a cartoon thing of like a pirate ship taking over another pirate ship. But it was like little gnomes with razor huge cocks like to make a horse cry. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? And then like the other ship was like just filled with women.
Oh.
I'm like, but it's cartoon.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like,
So unrealistic. She's not gonna say, oh, to that.
Yeah. She's just gonna take it. She's on a ship, bro.
Just standing there taking it.
And now that I'm older, I'm just like, there's a ship full of people that are on their period. Fuck that.
I didn't have any of that. I found a couple magazines in my old family home, but it was considered art books, you know? And I found it, like, underneath the staircase, and it had, like...
Because you guys suck at art, so that's why they...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my house, they would have been like, this is religious.
No. No, they're under there, and I used to just sneak under there just to look at the pictures. It was a whole bunch of half-naked women, you know? They were, like, drawings, so they weren't, like, real, like...
whatever. Oh, like somebody sculpted them and shit. Not sculpt, but like drew them. So it wasn't like pictures from a camera. Some guy painted the shit.
Yeah, they like painted whatever. I was like, oh, I used to sneak under there and just look at them all day. Like, hell yeah. That was when I was like tiny. I was a little man back then.
And you started poking holes in them?
All of them.
Yeah.
Right in the face.
Yeah, like, Jesus, fuck you.
You like this?
Yeah.
You piece of paper? You like
this? Yeah. You're dry.
Your name's Next. Barbara now.
Your name's Barbara now.
I own you. I paid $3.99 for this.
You're doing
magazine.
My dishes.
Yeah. Nope. But yeah, so that was a good time.
Doing them clockwise.
Clockwise.
The dishes. They all, it's always got to be clockwise. But anyways.
No, they don't.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. I go all over the place with that. So,
yeah, you're a lunatic, dude. You're a raging lunatic.
I am crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all that.
I must be bipolar. I'm going off
I mean,
the
we
track.
Haven't done an episode in 2 weeks, and look at us go.
We're fucking it up. We're fucking it all up right now. No, yeah, it's been a while, dude. But yeah. We've been busy. I had a weekend of work to do, and
a week prior, we just got hammered.
Did we?
We just never.
Oh yeah, we never.
We were going to do it, but we just got hammered, and we're like, "Yeah, let's do a podcast. It's Friday. No, I'm not pulling this stuff out." I'm like, "Makes sense."
Yeah, because I had to work. It was Thursday.
It was a Friday.
Was it?
Yeah, we just got drunk.
So I worked, and when I came home,
nope.
Was this 2 weeks ago or last weekend?
Last weekend you had your drill.
Yeah.
And so the weekend before that.
So it was the weekend.
It was that Friday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we haven't done one in like 3 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. We've been over this. I've done it.
How long?
2 weeks.
Oh. Yeah, we've been over that.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
Fucking moron.
So, but yeah, no, it feels good to get back on these the Mickles.
The what?
The Mickles.
What the fuck is the Mickles?
My Mickle. Does Mick? M-I-C, dude. Mick.
So gross as sound.
That's one of those relaxing videos on YouTube.
No.
Let me eat some chips.
That's me waiting. That's like, me waiting for the balls to smack the ass. Is it sex? What is this noise?
Am I in yet? The fuck is this noise?
This is so juicy for some reason.
That's your buddy doing anal. This is so juicy. This is great.
This is so great. Gross, dude. What do you got, Febreze down here? I don't smell anything.
Clean linen? Is that what I'm smelling?
Is this what they mean by doing laundry? I don't know.
She's
I don't
bent over spraying linens.
This is for you, darling.
Keep going. It smells like shit in here.
Yeah. She gives you a blowjob. She finishes and be like, thanks, pig. I want to do that to my wife next time,
dude.
You're
the shit.
So bad. I'm probably going to do it.
What? The anal bad. Thing or the...
No, after she's done giving me a head, the next time I'm be like, thanks, pig.
No. As she's doing it, you're going...
No. I'm not going to do that. What I'm
she
just
looks at you stop like... what?
Like play it off like, I didn't hear shit.
Why are you making pig noises? Me. You're the one sucking, dude.
You're the one sucking my dick.
Keep going.
Yeah. I didn't hear shit. It must be in your head.
Just random animal noises. The eye contact between you and her afterwards, like... I don't know
what that was.
That's a problem.
I'd be like, why'd you stop? You didn't hear the, are you making cow noises? Why the fuck would I be making cow noises? I'm zoned out now, dude. It feels so great. It feels so great. Ooh. What? Why do you keep stopping? Are you fucking with me?
I know it's you because your mouth is like that. So it must be you making owl noises.
No. I was just trying to figure out how you're doing it.
Oh. Oh, am I blowing right? Oh.
I'm trying to figure out if that's your tongue or your side cheek.
Side everything. Is that your teeth? Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good time, man. But yeah, I wouldn't recommend calling her a pig.
It'd be very interesting afterwards.
It would be.
Yeah, just blow a load on her face and be like, thanks, pig.
She would smack her across the face.
Now you're dodging. Like, come on, dude. Jackie Chan couldn't He's got to be the one playing this video, right? If he's in a movie and this happens, somebody's blowing Jackie Chan. They get done and he's like, thanks, Big. He's the one dodging shit, dude. He's the one jumping through ladder rings and shit trying to get a waiver. You can't have anybody else besides Jackie Chan.
It's just random fist coming from off screen. And he's just...
Yeah, mailman's pissed for some reason.
Buckets and yeah. Fucking nunchucks.
She's a woman. She's really good. She's not a pig. Whoa!
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's got to be Jackie Chan. I can't think of any other actor. It can't be Vin Diesel. Right? What's he going to do? Nothing. He's going to take it all. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know,
he's just going to complain about family.
So Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, right? They both have contracts that, like, any movie that they're in, they have to win the fight.
Yeah.
Like, stop being a... Dude, win the fucking fight, dude. Like, that's why I would never be a good actor. Because, like, even though it's, like, a whole stage, like, just a fight scene, just anything, at some point, I'm going to get pissed. I can't disassociate life in my unreality reality, and I'm going to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to start beating... We're getting beat, one or the two, you know, depending on who I'm fighting here. You know what I mean? Good Boss on. Baby, probably losing to him. You know what I mean? But
gonna beat to this. What? Gonna beat to this.
No, not that.
Hey, so
that was an O-ring.
So you did you hear about The Rock? So we're speaking of him, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
What happened to him?
He broke these two lesbians. He made them straight again because. Rock beats scissors.
I don't know what.
Don't. English motherfucker.
We'll try that one.
Okay, now I'll tell the joke.
So basically.
Yeah, that seems longer.
Yeah, no, that took
everything's
a while.
Long now.
Well, we never play with the buttons.
Not anymore. When we first got the button it set up, we do every other minutes. Seconds.
Yeah.
Every other seconds. We were like, button this, button that, button this.
I know. We weren't focused on the show. It was like, no. Where can we press this yeah. One?
Let me just say some random shit so I can put this in there somewhere.
I remember when we had my brother on. Remember that first time? And you were pressing those buttons. He was like, he was so irritated with it. It was fucking hilarious.
Well, that's his there. Problem.
Yeah. Were you there?
Probably. I don't know. I'm the fucking host of this shit.
Yeah.
We're one of the hosts.
Hostesses?
Hosters. Which one's the dude?
I don't know.
Hoster or hostess?
I don't know.
Yeah. We have to figure that out.
You're just a host.
Of.
The what?
So you don't get the but she gets the ist. What the fuck?
Hostess.
Yeah.
You're talking about like restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the show. No,
we don't give a fuck about any of that.
Well, you just said, you know, you were the host.
I know, but then hostess. You see.
Yeah, I don't. Bless you. Yeah,
so you see the traveling of my brain. You know, I said like, a word.
It's kind of like the bipolar person going off track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pills. It's gone. I'm gone. ADHD, ADD, fucking, I got 80 of them. I don't care.
I like it.
But no, like, what is the thing? What is the thing for the guy?
Hostess.
No, that's the girl.
No.
The girl is the hostess.
No. Hostess is just I think you're playing.
Yeah, but it's different for guys and girls. You can't be like, so. You can't walk up to a dude and be like, yo, what's up, Mike, you hostess?
A host or hostess?
That's what I'm saying.
The first person to meet or
no,
greet
no,
you.
No, stop it. Stop it. I don't care about the rest of it.
And they're in charge of the beginning part.
So the host, the dude, all he gets is those four little letter words.
Yeah.
Letter word. Right? And then she gets the ist added on. Why can't we have something? God damn it. This is sexist shit. Give us something. Hoster. Maybe.
No. Do you see how this works?
What?
Host. Hostess.
Uh-huh. Hostess is a dude.
Host is man. Hostess. Is woman.
Uh-huh.
Man comes first. Host. And their name, it's hostess.
Oh, fuck.
They're second. They're second. That was stupid. I don't know. I'm just saying,
like, all this propaganda going around or whatever. I don't know
what you're talking about. This world is perfect. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But host, no. Nobody's going to go and be like, hey, just go see the hoster. Hoster. Hoser.
Like, go see the dude. Go see the dude.
You know what? See that booth over there? Talk to the person behind it.
Go ahead. His name is Big Mike.
He's a hoster.
He's a hoster. He'll get you seated well. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. In today's society, it could be hostess dressed as a host or a host dressed as a hostess.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But let's fight the lawsuit first to change the men dude one.
Wow.
and then we'll start another fucking wave of people. You should change it to like...
You should be the writer or whatever of this petition. We're here to change the name of the men dude one.
How would they spin that on the news? Then there's this guy trying to do something. I don't know, but it involves men and dudes. They're
just interviewing you.
I really have a calling to do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to be a host.
My people are following me. What people? The men dudes.
They're going to be like, so you really want to be a hoster, huh? No, fuck no. No, I'm a welder.
I don't really give a shit about any of this.
It was a thing. I just really felt strong about it. We want to be hosters.
I came into a place and I felt bad for the person. What place? I don't know. No one around me has a dude that's a hoster.
No.
So.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Make one up, lady.
You must have been in the restaurant business for a while. Oh, fuck no. No.
Dude. I'm in the eating business, you know what I'm saying? They call me Sir Lick-A-Lot-A-Puss. Just saying.
That's a dinosaur name. I like it.
No. No. It's what you name a guy that eats a lot of puss.
No.
What?
That's like an old dinosaur.
No way.
Yep.
Lick a lot of puss?
Yes. It's like a fucking prehistoric fucking thing.
What's it look like, dude?
Yeah. Really long tongue. That's all it does all day.
Roast beef face and shit. Where's the G? Where's the G? We gotta find it.
You're hunting for this fucking thing, and you're in the woods, and you're just like, oh, what's that noise? In the distance, like, there's a lick-a-lot-a-puss. He comes out of the trees.
And then you look over, and your wife's pants are off, like, what the fuck?
That's how he found us. Put the thing away.
It stinks.
You can smell it from several miles away.
You can smell the sex in the air.
So can't we. Put it away.
This is gross. This is gross. Don't let DOT smell this.
She's over smacking it. Come here, boy.
Oh, my God. I remember the first time I did that. My shit. I just started beating my...
Oh, man.
My thing on my wife's spot.
Well, open up, FBI.
Yeah, it was
definitely a thing, huh?
Yeah, it was funny because she's never had that done to her before. Puts me in a weird spot. I'm like, I thought you've done this before, but not that. it was a learning curve. We got around it.
You got through it
and around. I beat it into submission, you know what I mean? Made it all numb and shit. Squirted everywhere. It wasn't, just so you know, that wasn't pee. I'm like, I know what it was. Shut up.
Stop talking to me.
God damn. Why would you put that in my head? Why would you put that in my head right now? It could have been pee. It could have been pee. God damn you. This is why I don't talk to you.
You just stop. You're like, did you just pee on me? Did you just pee on me?
Oh, yeah. That'd be
nasty.
I could do that to her, though. That'd be fucking funny. Then I might get some of that rage sex I haven't had in a while. A little pissed offness. I hate the world. I hate you, but I'm horny.
You haven't had that in, like, that long?
A while. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize that until we had the blue-collar lunch today. And I'm like, man, I'm missing out in the world. I don't know, man. Maybe go through the divorce again. Go out there and see what's out there. Put my feelers.
No. No, what's out there now is not fun.
No, I know.
There's like, yeah. They have emotions and feelings now out there.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's That's stupid. The dumbest fucking thing.
You can't hate fuck stupid. Any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can play it off like, I'm pro your mission. I'm pro your mission. And then like halfway through it, right when she's fucking about to come or whatever, be like, you know what? Fuck your mission. And then it's hate fucking. Right? Then you hold on for the ride. You're like, wow. Yeah. That's what I miss, man. I miss that shit. Fucking, you don't know where you're going to go from here. Like, my shit, I got to plan it all out and everything else. It's like, oh, this is dumb. And argue with you why I'm flipping you that way. Just shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
You're hate fucking her from behind. You're just flipping her off.
You're not even looking at her.
This is it now.
You're on fucking, like, what is that lottery fucking website net? Whatever.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? You're on something on your phone. You're TikToking on your phone or whatever. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
You know what you could do? You could buy a hollowed out punching bag and be like, here. Just
beat the fuck out of the bag.
Have her dress up in it and be like, she'd be like, no. Why am I doing this?
Don't even have her just...
And just start wailing. I fucking hate this bag.
It doesn't blow up ninja things like you're getting you're fucking your wife and beating the ninja thing down because they don't fall down. They don't stay down. And you're getting to a good rhythm. You're like, yeah.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
And then like... Your wife is laying there and they're like...
One drops from the ceiling and shit because you have it all timed out. Like, oh, whoa, shit.
You got one of those speed bags.
What the fuck? Your laugh is so dumb tonight.
I'm just picturing this beat bag. There's no beat to that. No. You're not going that fast.
No fucking way. No fucking way. I rabbit fuck. I'm not going to lie. I rabbit fuck, but I'm not on a fucking punching bag speed. Ain't no way that thing's going 200 miles an hour. My hips can't take that. I'm 40.
That's when you're having the seizure.
Meanwhile, she's just looking at you like, what the fuck?
She's laying there on her back like, okay.
I hope that thing doesn't come off the ceiling. He's beating the shit out of it.
Speed bag with like a suction cup on the bottom to hold it. It's just on her belly. Just suction cup to you like, bah, 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 bah. Just, like, hitting her in the face. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Or one of those balls on a string that you put on your hand. You just be, yeah. What are you doing? Kiss me in rhythm, bitch.
Right on her forehead. So she's like.
Kind of like how the piano has that, like, that fucking click, clock, click, clock thing. Yeah. Keeps you in rhythm.
Dude,
what's up, bro? How you doing, man? Come here often. It's a first timer.
You're fucking to that TikTok. It's up on the dresser. It's just silent as fuck in the room. You're just.
It's not that fast though. It's like more like it's like a click, clock. Click.
I don't think it's that slow.
Yeah, maybe you can change the speed.
In between. Yeah. I don't think you can change the speed.
Mine will sound like a fully automatic firearm.
Can't keep up with this shit.
It's kind of like you. You run faster because you hate running.
Yeah.
I fuck faster because I hate fucking.
Yeah. There's that.
No. That was. I like fucking just when it's entertaining.
You just put it in. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, dude, you can tell right off the rip, right? That's what I hate about, like, I don't know. I'm not going to get it. It's just, like, all the fucking lead up is like, oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. Yo, yeah. I'm going to make you feel good or whatever. I'm going to make food. And then, like, as soon as the tip goes in there, I'm going to lay.
Underlay?
I'm going to lay. Not underlay.
I know, but that's what I hear. She's just,
Andale.
Andale. Just
like, go faster. Reba. Fuckers. Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's what happens, though. I mean, I feel like the communication beforehand, it's like, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do to you tonight. And then you get in there and it's like, I'm going to sleep on you. That's it.
Great. I would never thought of this. You're right.
I'm going to put my belly on yours and fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You say it like it's happened.
No, I don't know. We got our dog in our bed now. So now she's like,
whoa.
She goes over to the dog. She's like, Violet, go to your bed. I'm like,
no, Violet, stay.
I'm like, we going to bed? And she's like, I have plans. I'm like, tomorrow? Or
we already filed our taxes. Yeah. So
fuck that, dude. fucking.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, fucking wife. Let's just fart now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that too.
Yeah. And then the divorce thing too. It was a whole mess. Yeah, the divorce pamphlet that I picked up.
Oh yeah.
My wife staring at me.
Yeah, that was a good.
It was fucking hilarious. I thought it was great. She didn't.
Yeah, no. You almost needed that pamphlet.
Yeah, dude, it was gross. It was gross. Like, why would you wait until we're in this small room to fart?
Confined area.
The fucking portal. She's not a taxidermist. What do you call these people? I call them a waste of fucking money. A
little taxation.
That's illegal. Or theft, right? Well, theft's illegal, so it's all the same shit.
That?
Yeah, but no, like I don't know what you call these people, right? So these people that fucking fuck you over at the end of the year. Because you go in there all giddy. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get some money back because I've been paying my ass off. Yeah. But anyways, these fucking people, she's like fucking hand sanitizer every fucking 2 minutes, scratching her nose or whatever. And I explained to my wife, I was like, what do you think she was doing that for? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, because you shit your fucking pants when we got in there. Everybody was eating your shit the whole time we're in there. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. It wasn't even like, I can't explain it, but it's gross.
It was definitely healthy for her.
No, it's gross. It's absolutely fucking gross. It's so fucking gross. She farts so fucking gross. It's gross. It's very gross.
What is it?
It's gross. Okay. It's gross. It's like you can't even pretend not to smell it. It's fucking there.
You're trying to be nice to her, like, I smell roses.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is
dude,
great.
It fucking pisses me off every time she does it. It literally pisses me off because it's so gross. I'm like, why? Why? Like, mine why sometimes are gross, and I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Damn. Like, goddamn. You know what I mean? Well, like hers, she's like, and I'm like, and then like 2 minutes later, I'm like, I fucking hate you, dude. Like, it fucking pisses me off. My daughter farts all the time, but hers is like somebody's knocking at the door every fucking time. It's like, I'm like, really? I'm like, was that a fart? And she's like, yeah.
One of those had to be a turd.
No, because like, I don't know, man. I don't know if she just doesn't push or whatever. I don't really care, but like, it's always like somebody's knocking at the door. So I'm always like, it catches you off guard, so you pay attention to her fart. It's great. It's great.
You're over there opening the door. Hello. We got those ding-dong ditchers again.
Yeah, goddamn.
Why does that smell like shit in here?
Yeah, I can't find the fiery bag. Can't find the fiery bag. Well, the bag full of shit.
Yeah.
Laid on fire. Oh, man. Fiery bag.
I can see you walking around with like a scuba tank and a mask.
That's way too heavy.
Don't work out.
Yeah, I'm not walking around with a scuba tank. Are you fucking kidding me?
Why do you have that? My wife's here.
I walk around with a beer or a hammer. Yeah. One or the two.
A hammer?
Well, yeah. Things need fixing. Jesus, man.
I'm picturing you walking around the yard and shit. Random hammers. What are you doing, Dan? I don't know.
Things need fixing.
Do you see that over there? What? No, nothing. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Just a fucking hammer. Where are you going with the hammer? I got to take a shit. Why do you have a hammer?
Well, nobody questions a guy walking around with a hammer.
Yes, they do. you can't go to the supermarket with a hammer.
You're going I'm saying, like, on job sites and shit like that, nobody questions. Like, oh, he's got a hammer. I don't know. He's about to go beat some shit. I don't know.
This is not your job site.
Everything's a job site.
You're just a random dude walking onto a job site with a hammer. Nothing else. Yeah. They're like, yeah, he's working.
Yeah. Like, no. You probably get a 401k and a paycheck every week.
Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah, nowadays.
You're probably safer off with the beer. I'm just drunk. I'm a homeless guy.
A beer and a hammer. Exactly. You don't know which way this is going to go, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. Show up at the interview with those.
No.
Imagine that.
What's up with the beer?
Thirsty.
Depends on how this interview goes.
What's up with the hammer? Depends on how this interview goes.
Celebration? Celebration.
Whether I'm going to stay up a while or go to bed.
Yeah, no. So
maybe that's what I need in my life. I just need
a hammer?
No, I just need to go out and do some fake interviews. Just fuck with people. What if I do that?
You have a random toupee, like these on. Like,
yes, I would like to apply.
Random shit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know, like hotel cleaning person, whatever they are. But come in there with like shit on you.
Fuck it.
Just be like, no, I clean good.
That'd be hilarious if you put fake shit on your butt and after you get up and you shake their hand and you're leaving, they see the back of you and there's just a skid starting. Like, they're like, ooh,
yeah.
We're going to hire you, but obviously you shit yourself.
What's your address? Don't have one. I live in a car.
My address is wherever that car goes.
How do you put down blue Ford Pinto? How do you do that? I don't know. We'll do that, right?
I have a house in every state. Wow. You're pretty successful. Nope, it's a Ford Pinto or whatever.
How would you like to get paid? Direct deposit? I would like to be in untraceable cash. Yeah. Counterfeit bills, please. Counterfeit all the way. I go to tag sales. I get rid of that shit. Quick.
Yep. Oh, man.
I got a bunch of shit, too. I got U-Haul out there with none of my stuff in it.
They're like, where do you live? And you lay on the floor. I pitch a tent. Watch this.
Am I hired? I live here. I'll just tell you that right now. I live here. You're hard as shit.
I'm ready to work. I have a hammer.
You go to the interview with your Crocs on or whatever with that fake toe. I don't know if you've ever seen the little button thing. It's a fake toe that comes out of the Croc hole. You got like five big toes. That's great. I need to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to have some fun.
Let me see. With fake toes.
Oh, wait. You see it now?
I didn't know that was a fucking
thing. Oh, yeah, dude. What the fuck, dude? I'm too fucking stoned for this shit, man. You're asthmatic fucking laughing over there. It's just fucking driving
fucking me. Big toe.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You stub it on a wall or something. It's like, oh, that's fine. Just rip it off.
Or that as you're walking into the room for the interview, whatever, you pretend like you stubbed your toe and you throw that fake toe on the ground. My toe!
Kick it off. Can you get that for me? Yeah. No, I think you should.
Yeah.
Just random interviews.
Sir, do you want to pick up your toe? No, I need this job. So I'm going to be professional right now because I'm going to need some health insurance. Put that fucker back on.
You got a towel?
Yeah.
Going to need one.
And a bag of ice, maybe. A
bag of ice.
And some vodka.
And a doctor.
I just need to know right now if I'm hired. I'm losing a lot of blood over here. Oh, man.
Start getting pale and shit. You're just drooping off like half seizure, half stroke.
So does my life insurance start today? Like, moment I'm hired or
what?
Yeah. I'm going to need it.
I'm going to get my name on that wall. This is a lawyer firm. You're not a lawyer? Gonna need one though. Lost a toe today.
How do I get my name up on the wall? This is Pearl Harbor Memorial. I don't know. Employee of the month, and you're smiling. He looks pretty young there. Yeah, no. He's still here.
No, that was fucked up. That no, was but fucked it was.
Oh man, this is a jail.
Why is your name on the wall? Fastest pilot. It was messed up, man. You shouldn't have said that.
Oh man, that was a good time. No, that was good.
Yeah, I
had to get that out.
All of it.
All of it.
That was a lot, dude.
I'm dying with this cough.
Yeah, I know. But so, it sounds like an asthmatic laughter. It's dude, great.
It's horrible. I hate
especially
it.
Especially in these, painful. These mics and everything else. Is, our lovers, our listeners are going to love it.
It's pretty lovers. Soon, hopefully.
See, son of a bitch, man. I got to go. You know what? I got to go to the Hilltowns. I got to go to a bar at Hilltowns tonight. Maybe I'll pick up something there again.
Like an STD. Some fat ass trucker. I don't know, dude. That's what I fucking hate. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Are you mad? Yeah. Are you horny? Yeah, let's do it.
I'll be your little lot lizard.
Yeah. Oh, are you fuck. Mad? No. Gas prices are going up $4 tomorrow. Are you mad now? Are you
fucking kidding me? Price of diesel's a little crazy, huh?
I just start egging them on. Tires are made out of diapers. Recycled diapers.
Oh, man.
That's the dumbest program, too. Recycle your diapers. No. Dude, why?
What?
Well, people shit in those things, man.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to get into it. It's going to put me down a political thing. It's not going to go well for you. We're our podcast again. We're going to have to take another 2 years off. Refresh our listeners here.
Dude, that was a great time.
Yeah.
Well, we needed that break, I feel like. We didn't really have any time in between to really do anything.
What are you talking about?
What?
We did a lot in that 2 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We were busy. You moved and everything, like all that
stuff. Oh, yeah. A lot was going on. We adulted. You had a couple fuck trophies. I had a fuck trophy.
A little adulterer.
We
were adulting.
We did. We tried it out. And then we came back. We're like, no, fuck that. That's not fun. That's not fun doing the dishes and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, nobody does that anymore. We just throw them out.
Yeah.
Literally, they're paper plates. I just got sick of doing laundry.
No, we do it all the time, dude.
What?
We do it. Yeah, we do it all the time.
What?
Paper plates.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, fuck yeah. Even when people come over, like, here's your paper plate.
Yeah.
You want I don't give a shit.
That one has roses.
Because here's the thing. Like, anybody can buy a plate one time. We buy our plates over and over again.
Yep.
We're rich as fuck, bitch.
Exactly.
We got all this money to buy paper plates every week.
You want fancy plates? You get the blippy plate.
Yeah.
From their birthday party.
I'll buy something one time. You call it fancy? All right. I don't know.
China, it's worth money. What
fuck China, man. I can't. The Chinese food, I can't eat Chinese food anymore.
I know, you're stupid.
I'm not stupid.
You could be.
Yeah.
No, Chinese food is good. But
could be all that fucking argon I've been sucking in my face all week.
That's what it is, yeah.
Dude, I went through a whole bottle in my dome.
Like, whoa. On purpose.
Yeah.
Whoa. I fucking hate this job.
No. When the wizard's like, hey, you know, because I was talking with Frog or whatever pre-lunch, and he's like, yeah. You know, he has some things that goes on with him if he's TIG welding stainless steel too long. And so he's like, yeah, does that happen to you? I was like, no.
not yet.
Yeah. No. So, and then we get to talking about, like, you know, because another guy that not the weasel guy, but another guy, I don't have a name for him. lover's gonna listen to that.
You got me going again, dude. Here comes my asthma. Fucking lovers.
The lovers are gonna listen to that. That was unintentional. That was unintentional. Normally,
you,
I do that.
You fixed yourself the first time, but
yeah,
that one got you.
But anyways, where the fuck was I going?
I don't know.
I don't have lovers. What you doing?
I don't. Would we? Oh, the Argon thing.
Yes.
And so, like, I don't. Like I said, I don't have a name for him, that guy, yet. And then I burped. Yeah. I was supposed to say over. The listeners are gonna love that, but. It got twisted up like when I do that whole fucking long time caller, first time listener thing. Anyways, so yeah, it's the thing. I've done it 100 times with you. So many times that you forgot that I even do it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so like we were talking about it, but then the wizard's like, you know, like when you start feeling that way or whatever, you're supposed to go over to the acetylene torch thing and just start sucking in that straight oxygen tank because it's oxygen and whatever. It's a bottle and everything else is just. Straight oxygen for acetylene torch. And I was like, for a moment there, I was like, is that legit? But then I started thinking to myself, I'm like, I wonder if anybody would say anything if I just started going over there sucking it down like all the time. Just out of the blue. Just way out of the blue. Like come in first thing in the morning and run right to that thing and just start sucking it down. You know what I mean? And I mean, like, it makes me feel great. You know what I mean? And then swap the bottle out with, like, fucking laughing gas or, like, helium. Same thing, yeah.
I don't know. See, my mind is so stupid.
Yeah.
So when you were like, go over there just randomly and start sucking in all that oxygen and whatever.
Right, dude. Because here's the thing. All right, so picture this. You know what a torch is, right? A acetylene torch is. Right. Like, because I'm not going to go over there and open the bottle and hit it like a fucking snow cone machine. You know what I mean? I'm going to take it from the torch end.
Well, that's what I started picturing. Like, you, like, I don't know why, but it was like you trying it in, like, different ways. Like, in your ear, fucking up your ass. Just like the random, like, whistling noises as you're trying to get it in.
Hey, I can whistle. I can whistle.
Oh, man.
I mean, your pants don't have to be off, but which makes it even better.
A fucking door for like a new guy, and you're over in the corner.
Like, I gotta do that next time some dude goes in for a weld test. Just start sucking down.
No.
Just trying to hit it like a bong and shit. Like, you give him the 90s dad thumbs up. Yeah, dude, so proud of you.
You're trying to hide it too. You're like,
yeah. Do the two fingers to your eyes or whatever. Like, you focus on you, dude.
No, you should do. I like the helium thing. So next time you have a job interview, like tour,
yeah,
and we bring him by your table, just have like a balloon, just. And then go over to him and be like all tough and shit and be like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Like that movie. Here. Like that movie there. Grown Ups 2.
Nope.
Yeah. A sexy fucking Sweden dude.
Oh, that whatever. Guy.
Yeah.
And he, hey, ladies. Ladies.
Yeah. Just like that, dude. It was nailed it. Nailed it. You don't need helium.
No, I don't.
Crazy animal.
Yeah.
No, dude, I don't know, man. You know, this.
You got it.
Because we're at the point now where we don't really need, like, I don't know. The boss man keeps hiring people that we don't need. We got like 47 office people. Mm. Like 47 office people and 4 shop people. I'm like, hey, okay.
That's like, prime.
Yeah.
Sounds like he needs to get fucked.
Yeah. Well, that's for my personal gain. That came out wrong. That came out way wrong. I meant so I could blackmail him. I want to blackmail him.
Hey, our boss got fucked. Yes!
Did you get a picture? Wow,
you're really happy for him. Yeah, fuck that guy. I mean, fuck, good for him.
Yeah. Who fucked him? I need a picture.
The dude?
Just one. I need a picture. I'm going to start calling you Corey.
Start calling him Dad.
I got to start doing that. Like the next time somebody comes in for an interview, be like, Dad?
Hey, this is the proper way of doing it. Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Well, the thing is like they don't give me this privileged information at work on like why somebody's coming in for an interview. Like if it's in another fucking carpentry position that we need, like I don't know why we keep hiring all these carpenters, but you know, if it's another one of them fucks, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta fuck with this guy. I gotta fuck with this guy. Carpenters? Yeah, dude, it's a long story. It's a long
fucking story. Boss keeps finding him on ZipRecruiter. Oh, carpenter for 5 years. He can fit in here.
And they're all fucking porn stars, right? I'm good with wood. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, come on over here to our metal fab.
They walk in, they're like, Where's the
black couch? Where's the black couch?
Where's all this stuff? Hey, okay. We have none of that, but we have a Dave. What's up, Dave?
No, I don't see any cameras, so this must be one of those trick or be trick things. So, at some point, somebody's sucking me off, so I'm gonna roll with it.
Gonna take a taxi ride,
and then they get hired. And they're like, okay, well, maybe I gotta wait a day or two. 25 fucking years later, they're like, hey, got a retirement. I don't know. I'm still waiting to get fucked here. Yeah, no, dude, we had a bonehead of the week, right? We had a bonehead of the week. Yeah. So we got this Bob the Builder, right?
Yep.
He's so we had this old like piece of shit fucking crane, and it was on wheels and shit. It was a horrible, horrible idea. Whoever came up with it, anyways, fucking this guy was tasked to cut the fucking casters off it, right? The wheels on the bottom of it, right? Cut the casters off of it. They're welding on or whatever. This motherfucker comes into my fucking area or whatever. He's like, I'm looking for that big grinder. I'm looking for the big grinder. I was like, it's right there. And there was the grinder, right? Right? Because we just used it because our fucking welding tables or whatever were left outside for a gratuitous amount of time. So they got a little bit of rust on the top of them. So me and the frog used our, which Richards wasn't outside. What the fuck? All of everybody else's were outside, but not Richards. It went from one building to the next building same day.
Because he's old and he's the oldest one there.
Anyways, no. This guy's good. He's good. But anyway, this guy. Anyways, so like Bob the Builder, he grabs it. I was like, "What are you doing?" I'm telling him like, "Be careful with that. It's big."
You know what I mean? Thanks, Dad.
Well, dude, I'm sorry, but if you're going into a fab shop or whatever, and somebody's wearing a face shield with like a grinding disc on or something like that, you're like, do I need to be wearing one too? Because Probably. Obviously if you're wearing one, you know you can't handle it.
You just have a riot shield. Yeah.
You know you can't handle it. Right? Know, unless you're like doing something in like if you're standing up grinding down below you, you don't need a face shield, really. You really don't. You know what I mean? If open area and everything else, you don't really need one.
It's still good to you.
I mean, if you look at Newton's law and shit,
it
ain't going to come up and crown over and come all the way up and get you in the eyeball.
It could be.
No,
it could.
But anyways, so this dude wants to grab this, and I just watched this dude for like an hour and a half with a 4.5-inch grinder, and he wants a 7-inch grinder. He's out. The fucking guy is out there. So they're welded casters. He's grinding the welds. So he has the grinder vertical. Okay. And then the casters are basically horizontal. And he's sitting there with the grinder grinding the welds down. Just sitting there all fucking day. Just getting it.
He gets paid for it.
So. Yeah, no, he gets paid by the hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right.
You know what I mean? It's like, at what point do I do the... And I talked to Frog about it. I did. I talked to him. And I was like, you know what? At what point do I Richard this up? And go out there and be like, you know, boy?
You're a fucking idiot.
You know what I mean? Way quicker? Maybe a cutoff wheel. Maybe hit that son of a bitch with the cutoff wheel and it's done in a minute.
Get in your car and slam into it. Wheels will come right off of everything.
Yeah, it's just, dude, he's got like 19 projects of doesn't matter, and none of them are done. Not a single one of them are done. We got like a half a wall that's opened up.
And this is Bobby
Builder? Opened up. No, yeah. And it's been opened up, and I got Frog's like, dude, I'm fucking really cold today. I don't have the heart to tell him. Be like, well, now I do because he listens or whatever. So, dude, the reason why you're cold is because Bob the Builder opened up half the fucking wall that was insulated, and everything else has no insulation anymore. That's why you're cold, dude.
Damn.
Straight up. And it's been like that for a week. Like, finish the fucking job, dude.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, this guy just aimlessly walks around. Aimlessly.
The Bob the Builder guy?
Yeah, walks around.
Nobody knows. He was a valuable customer there, or a valuable asset.
Oh.
Why is he Bob the Builder then?
Because he's a carpenter in a metal fabrication.
Oh. Plant. I don't know. I don't remember.
Shop or whatever.
I need to start writing their names down.
You need to just apply. They'll hire you for anything.
I'm a carpenter.
I'm a certified wall inspector. They'll be like, oh, what is that? It's something you need. Legally. Okay.
I'm a fire hydrant licker. if you need one.
Find that little dab. Oh, look at something. Yeah, that's good.
I can tell if your fire suppression system is good by licking it. I'm up in the rafter.
No, we got one of those motorized scissor lift things right now. Let's see. Beep, 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 beep. Boop.
What's Jordan doing?
Yep.
Yeah. Is this foam? Is this foam? No, I didn't think so.
Do you know it's foam? I don't know. Okay, it takes a lighter.
That foam. It's water.
And it's working.
You cheap fuck.
Sprayed all over the Mazak and shit, like all of our equipment, just ruining everything. This one works. It dries out our next one, sets that one up.
Do me a favor. Call my buddy at 911. Just tell him what happened.
Just tell him I'm here.
And tell him it's not foam. Just tell him. They need to know.
Just be like, he's here. That's it. That's all they need to hear. Watch how fast the water probably shuts off your water.
You're just coming down with the pouring rain on you.
Fucking machine fries out.
Hey, I got to go pick up my daughter. tomorrow? Good?
I'll start on that end tomorrow. You're going to need to repair this one. You're going to need to repair this one.
You go get hand towels and you just throw them on the floor.
It's your fucking underwear. You're trying to tie your I've seen this happen before. You got a good system here.
So it sends fire. That's a good thing. You pull out a pocket Ouija. Squeegee.
Sham wow. I don't know what this has to do with this guy's nuts, but you're going to love him.
It could be like a total freak out. So when it starts fucking raining, you're slipping on everything, like trying to hold it.
You're falling in a little thing. Whenever you're going halfway down, the fucking thing just starts sparking everywhere. It's like a techno disco ball.
Turn it
like
off. Fucking.
And you're like, it's okay. I've been here before. And out of nowhere in your back pocket, you just do like a fucking... like an arm wave or whatever the fuck, and then like next thing you know, your fucking blanket and everything shows up there. I've lived up here before. I've had to do this 36 days one time in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh man, I have a headache.
I got weird.
Yeah, no, it definitely got weird. But I think, I mean, if he hires me, I gotta do.
Just go around the building randomly setting off the fire alarm. It works.
Beep, beep, beep. And you're like timing people. What are you doing? Wow, you guys are safe, man. You're all going to live today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lick that.
Yeah. And then, like, the one day one of us gets caught on fire from welding or whatever, we're, like, on fucking fire. You'd be like, ah, not today. I'm on break.
Going home early today. Ah, shit.